Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. We do our part, kind of. Not every day, but you can go to Wilde and Tausch and go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, and you can get it that way. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, Goats. Great to be on your little show.
Yeah. I was on today with the Gary Ellison, and he made a great idea. Yep, he said Homer and I do a nice little show on Fridays, and I love that comment. We'll use it in the future. Explain to me what's actually going on between the mayor and Mark Murphy in terms of who's doing what and why.
Yeah, I'll be honest. This is hard for me to discuss because
because
here's why. So obviously the Packers are a beloved entity, and Packers fans. I saw the reaction to when this was tweeted out yesterday from the NFL meetings, and it was all, oh, we should start a recall on Mayor Genrich and all this other stuff. And look, here's the bottom line. Okay, so the Packers have made a ton of capital improvements to Lambeau Field. Nevertheless, they technically rent the facility from the city. It's been the longstanding agreement. There are 9 years left on their lease with the city, with five additional 2 year at a time options on top of that. So you're talking basically they are potentially under contract for another 19 years in Green Bay. We all know they're not going to pull the organization out of Green Bay. I thought it was heavy-handed and disingenuous the way Mark Murphy went about answering the question. I don't know, I don't know why he chose to address it the way he did. I was not there, so I can't speak to that. It is interesting if you actually make the effort to read Rich Ryman's story in the Green Bay Press Gazette. Basically, the Packers are saying that we're an important part of the Green Bay community, and we bring jobs and all this other stuff to the city. But so we want to pay less in taxes and rent to the city. And as a Green Bay taxpayer who pays property tax and taxes for the school district, which, by the way, the Green Bay School District is struggling. They have closed a bunch of schools here. They're going to sell the buildings themselves in an effort to make more money. So it's not like the city of Green Bay is swimming in cash. And for a team that recorded $610 million of profit last year through the revenue sharing and everything else, and still ended up with a net profit of $69 million last year, I believe.
Right.
I think it's $610 million in revenue. For them to try and reduce what they pay to the city by about $40 million over the next X number of years, when they're the ones who wanted to start negotiations on the lease with 9 years left remaining on it. The idea of going after the mayor for wanting to do right by his constituents and not just by the Green Bay Packers, I find to be an incredibly poor taste. And I don't think that the Packers, who love to talk about how they're community owned, and given how much money they have in their coffers, $40 million or whatever they're trying to save and not pay to the city of Green Bay is a drop in the bucket. It's popcorn money. And for him to take such a heavy-handed approach, and what really bothered me was for him to say, well, you know, because they've cut off negotiations, we have an $80 million project to renovate some of the concession stands and the concourse of the stadium, and we're going to halt that project, which affects our fans. And then he said, and affects the draft, which is coming here next year. And I just thought that it was unnecessary, and I thought it was a bad look. But because you know how beloved the franchise is and how strong Packers fans feel. I mean, it's also disingenuous, by the way, to say, well, we haven't asked for any public money and we've put up our own money. You have, but that money is from, in part, shareholders who right. paid $250 a pop for their pieces of paper, which it is the Packers' money. I'm not disputing that. But the way they got the money was they basically took donations from the fan base. And to compare it to the Brewers or the Bucks getting public financing, which, by the way, the Packers got nearly $300 million in public financing for the renovation of Lambeau Field, to say that these teams got public money and we're not taking public money is a little bit of a shell game, right? Because you did get a lot of money from the public. They just donated it to you as opposed to it being a tax.
Well, no, it's dramatically different. You got something for it, and no one forced anybody to pay. Jason, those aren't two of the – those are completely different. Now, you could say they should have done the same. They're dramatically different. The tax, I have no control. This, no one was asked or forced to buy it.
The tax is still in place.
What?
I'm still paying the half percent tax. In Green Bay now.
Right, but we're talking about the connection you made between the shareholders that
bought. I didn't make the connection. The connection that was made was Aaron Popke, their director of public affairs, using that as a comparison to say, well, we didn't take any public money, and these other two organizations, pro sports teams, who can't sell shots.
Sure, can't they?
Money. No, they can't.
Oh.
The Packers are publicly owned. They love that narrative. And look, I will be the first to admit that my bias against the Packers in this instance is that they love the narrative that we're owned by the fans, but they, under Mark Murphy, they never skip a year, except for when there's been a global pandemic, to raise the ticket prices.
Yeah.
Right?
No, and I would emphasize the tickets are still too low.
You are entitled to that opinion.
Well, but I mean, you can check across the NFL, right? They're very low, right? According compared to other,
Right. But at the same time, the place that I live,
right,
in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'll give you an example. So I went to the Meijer, the grocery.
I do it. I know it well. Yes,
kind of like Target, right? So they have these pretzel buns that I like.
Right.
So I bought them when I was in Milwaukee. I went to the Oak Creek location, and they were $4.99 for a bag.
Yeah.
I bought them yesterday at the Green Bay store, and they were $3.99 in Green Bay. I have seen that since I spend as much time as I do at ballet practices, et cetera, where things cost more in Milwaukee. The cost of living is higher, right?
Yeah.
And so this idea that the Packers are in the middle of the pack. No, that was the price of – No, that's a grocery item.
I know, but I'm saying there's also an additional tax in the city of Milwaukee that's off the charts, which would make it even more. It's more than a dollar difference.
Wait a minute. There's an additional sales tax
in
Milwaukee?
Yeah, 2% more in the city of Milwaukee. Yep. It's up to 7.9, okay, sir.
As opposed to the
5.5
or whatever it is.
Correct.
Here in Green Bay.
Yep.
Okay. So, look,
but anyway.
I understand that people who paid for their stock did it of their own volition.
Yes.
And I, who bought a share of stock in 1997 for my father, did it of my own volition. And that I am not – the only tax that I have paid living in Green Bay has been the half percent tax dating back to the original Lambeau Field renovation, right? And
yep.
So I get that. And that but I feel like – hey, have a good practice. I love you. I feel like that is an attempt to, and I understand it's not apples to apples, but that is their way of spinning this subject and take it. And the reason why it bothers me is because in my opinion, and again, this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very obvious attempt, if you have any critical thought whatsoever, to take your focus off the fact that they are trying to negotiate paying less to the city than they had already agreed to do. They're the ones who wanted to start negotiating again with the 9 years left on the deal, right? And if a player comes to the Packers with 2 years left on his contract and wants to renegotiate, what do the Packers say to him? To hell with you. You signed a contract, right?
Correct.
I mean, right? So, but the Packers with 9 years left on their lease are now trying to paint the local government as the villains. And it works with a lot of Packers fans because they cheer the green and gold. And I get that. I don't have a problem with that. But I think you have to read critically what this is. And Mark Murphy chose to bring this up. Like, right. He chose to pick this fight publicly to get public opinion on his side.
Well, I don't know if he's going to, but I'm assuming they brought it up because that they're creating a significantly greater amount of tax revenue for the city or county of Green Bay. I guess it's the city of Green Bay as a result of all the things they're doing, including the upcoming draft. Like, how much revenue is that going to bring in? There was no draft or what revenue was being tax revenue created by the Brewers when Mark Murphy took over. Now it's dramatically changed, right?
Yeah,
he didn't give any of those numbers, but I'm assuming that's a part of it. We're making all this money for you, so our lease should be different, and I would also be curious as to what it is compared to other situations around the NFL. So I don't know if fans are going to be in defense of the Packers.
Yeah, I think there have been a bunch that are, based on, again, social media is not the greatest measure.
But you were around to remember what Bob Harlan had to go through when it came down to the money, right? He had to work hard just to get that passed. If I were the mayor, I'd say, okay, well, if we have to do that, we'll raise a tax and then see what happens.
Right, but and I think if you read Rich Ryman's piece and you read what Eric Genrich said, I'll be happy to. You don't have a password, so I'll copy and paste it.
Yeah,
to you.
Thank you.
But here's what bothers me. And look, they print money at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. That's great. All the other stuff is true. I love Titletown. The girls love going there.
Right.
Which, by the way, is in Ashwaubenon. So it's not even in Green Bay. So the city of Green Bay benefits nothing from the actual revenue or the whatever comes out of that, because that is an Ashwaubenon entity, not a Green Bay city entity. Secondly, what I'm saying is that the city of Green Bay needs the $40 million that you're trying to get out of paying a hell of a lot more than the Green Bay Packers need the $40 million that you're trying to get out of paying. And they pay $1.57 million a year for their rent. I don't think that if you really take a look at what the Packers are on the hook for, that it's that meaningful of an amount that an organization that is owned by the fans and community owned and loves that narrative needs to be doing this. That's what I think. And I will say, and I've not talked to Bob Harlan since this happened yesterday, but he and I remain friends, and I talk to him on a regular basis. I would love, he would never in a million years talk about this on the record. I would love for him to talk about this on the record, because I guarantee you, knowing him, that he would find this to be in poor taste.
Yes, I think he would, but it's incredibly high standard. The way he did it, I don't see it in poor taste because I see, but your point that they could handle it, I just then have a tax again. Mayor says, fine, if you need to redo it and you need the extra whatever money it is, we'll find out what a tax it is and see if people support it. You have adhered to, we have a contract, so how much do we have to have? What would you have to have? Two tenths of a percent and see if the people would support it.
Right, but they don't. But they don't need the money. That's the thing. And they basically acknowledge that they don't need the money. Right? They basically are saying they just shouldn't have to pay the money.
No, they're
because of all the great things they're doing for the town with what they bring in.
Yes.
And again, I'm not. Let me be clear. I'm not disputing the positive effects that the Packers have had. Like there's the building that they have as part of Titletown, which. They're bringing in younger professionals that are working at these companies, right? And that's a great thing. But for instance, all of those apartment buildings and condominiums that are in Titletown, those property taxes don't get paid to the city of Green Bay. They get paid to Ashwaubenon, which again is great for Ashwaubenon, and it's great for the greater Green Bay area and for Brown County. But my problem with this is that this feels like the the team that loves to say how they're owned by the fans and owned by the town is trying to stiff arm the town to get off the hook for $40 million. That is a drop in the bucket. And I just don't understand. And I'm not an economist. You can get someone from Marquette to help explain. Yeah. I would love for someone who knows more about, you know, infrastructure and all the other stuff to explain it to me. But I'm just telling you, from where I sit as a Green Bay taxpayer, that this strikes me as a team that doesn't need to do this, trying to get out of having to pay the city money that it already agreed to pay.
Yeah, what if they say this is the result of asking the city of Green Bay to deal with this the way other cities deal with other NFL teams, given the increased amount of revenue that we've helped create for the city of Green Bay. I don't have those numbers. What if they said that to you? Then what would you say?
First of all, there's a quote in Rich Ryman's story in which Aaron Popke says that they want to get back to the bargaining table before any greater harm is done to the area. Okay. I mean, come on.
I agree with that. That's bad. But aside from my premise that I have, so they say we've created all this extra revenue for Green Bay, and so we just want to be fair. We want to be fair with what other NFL teams are done. Yes.
I would say thank you for your service for generating that extra revenue for the smallest market in American professional sports. You talk all the time about how you are stewards of this organization and this area. You don't need the money. You have $500+ million in your rainy day fund. You don't need to be doing this. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you can raise the ticket prices every year.
Well, just because it would be but it would also be appropriate, right?
Do they need this or not?
Do they need this or not? Probably not.
Okay. I rest my case.
That's the standard on which businesses run, whether you need it or not?
They're not a business. They're a nonprofit entity.
No, but they are. But they are a business.
No. They're a nonprofit, aren't they?
But they're a business. They compete against other teams to win games, to create revenue, to do all that stuff, right? They're in a business.
I'm sitting in the parking lot of the Goodwill.
Yes.
In Green Bay. They're a business, wouldn't you agree?
I would. Yes.
Right? Should they lobby the city of Green Bay to pay even less in property taxes for their storefront because they're a business that is in Green Bay and they bring retail shoppers in to go thrifting like I'm about to? Again, I understand if this is not McDonald's.
That is correct.
This is not Coca-Cola. This is the Green Bay Packers who sell shares of stock to their fans who happily make a $250 donation to their team and are able to sell this stock whenever they want, right? Because when they did it in 97, Bob Harlan indicated that this was not something they wanted to do on a regular basis. And how many stock sales have they had since Mark Murphy took over? At least two, maybe three?
I'm not aware. I have never purchased one, so that I can't say. I think three. I don't know.
Yeah, I just, again, it's
all right.
This is how I feel. And if you're a Packers fan and you're listening to this little radio show that Homer does every day for 5 to 6, and you feel differently, that's fine. I'm not interested in debating whether or not the Packers can do this. They obviously can. My question is, do they need to and should they? And I would argue that they don't need to. I am a third generation, fourth generation Packers season ticket holder. My brother has tickets because I don't need them. But hey, my grandparents were among the people in Milwaukee who bought tickets in the 1940s at State Fair Park to help keep a struggling franchise afloat. There are history. You can talk to Cliff Kristol about this. He knows history way better than I do. But the history is littered with instances where the people stepped up to save this franchise in struggling times. And now that we have the Taj Mahal that we do at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, They do not need to take this money away from the city of Green Bay. And the idea that an organization that the fans saved time and time again would now do this type of heavy-handed tactic does not sit right with me. And again, if you disagree, I don't want to hear from you on Twitter. I don't want to see that. I don't care what you think. This is just what I think.
You sold it, Jason.
To think it differently.
Yep, great.
But this is unnecessary.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, this was really fun. I'm glad we got to talk to you.
I am. I'm very glad.
Guy said hello.
I will do it. I was looking forward to your Christmas card. Next.